Yesterday, the world got its first look at the most innovative, most exciting, and most dystopian tech product of 2025. The $799 Ray-Ban sunglasses that lets you live life like a fighter pilot with a full-color heads-up display. And not only that, but it can practically read your mind thanks to this thing called the Meta Neural Band, which is a bracelet that measures movement before it's even visually perceptible. A product this terrifying could only be conceived by one man, Mark Zuckerberg, who demoed them at MetaConnect 2025. The presentation was truly impressive at times, but not everything went according to plan. Actually, that's an understatement. This could go down in history as one of the biggest live demo fails since Elon tried to demo the bulletproof glass of the Cybertruck.
Oh my fucking god. Well, maybe that was a little too hard.
In today's video, we'll look at the incredible tech behind Meta's new half-baked Ray-Bans and find out what it'll be like to interact with fellow humans in the future. It is September 18th, 2025, and you're watching The Code Report. When Meta released its AI smart glasses last year, the first thing people did was develop an app to dox people in real time by connecting its real-time video feed to facial recognition software. This has allowed men to optimize the way they talk to women by knowing all their personal details in advance. That's awesome, but these new Meta Ray-Ban display glasses represent a breakthrough in three key areas. First, it has a full-color, high-resolution, 600 by 600 pixel display positioned in the right lens. The display is translucent and doesn't obstruct the wearer's natural vision. That means when your parents call you in for an important conversation to get a job and move out of their basement, you can maintain eye contact while still getting all of your important Instagram notifications. The second innovation in these new Ray-Bans is just the sheer amount of AI slot packed into the device. They're much bulkier than regular Wayfarers, but have a 6-hour battery life and allow you to do things like translate conversations in real time to any language, they can recognize images in the real world, and also respond with new images generated by AI. One real-world use case for this feature is that it could turn any modern wife into a trad wife by leveling up her cooking skills. At MetaConnect, they attempted to live demo it cooking, but it failed hard.
What do I do first?
You've already combined the base ingredients, so now grate a pear to add to the sauce.
What do I do first?
You've already combined the base ingredients, so now grate the pear and gently combine it with the base sauce.
All right, I think the Wi-Fi might be messed up. Sorry, back to you, Mark.
It's all good. You know what? It's all good.
They tried to play it off as a Wi-Fi problem, but clearly the problem is that the AI here just isn't very intelligent. The third and most impressive innovation, though, is the Meta Neural Band, a wristband that comes with every pair of display glasses. It uses electromyography technology to sense tiny electrical signals in your wrist that correspond to the way you move your hands. This thing can actually detect how your hands are going to move before the movement even happens. It completely replaces old-fashioned touchscreens on antique devices like the iPhone, because everything can now be controlled with subtle finger movements. What's most impressive is that it works universally on all humans without calibration, the only exception being humans with no arms. That amazing feat was achieved by testing it on over 200,000 participants. But is this approach actually intuitive from a UI/UX perspective?
I don't know about you, when I watch TV...
I accidentally exited. That's my fault.
It's all good.
Okay, we're good now.
It's really live.
As you can see, even Meta employees seem to struggle using it. But despite these live demo failures, you have to give Meta some credit for having the balls to demo it live. It's a refreshing change from the over-glamorous Apple-style announcements. But Meta probably could have shipped a more stable product if they ran their CI/CD pipelines with Blacksmith, the sponsor of today's video. It's a drop-in replacement for GitHub Runners that lets you run your GitHub Actions twice as fast while costing 75% less. That might sound too good to be true, but they're able to achieve this blazing speed by running your actions on bare metal gaming CPUs with the highest single core performance. Blacksmith also makes your GitHub Actions fully observable, so you can quickly see what's happening in your CI pipeline when something goes wrong, which is critical when you have agents writing thousands of lines of code with no parental supervision. Try Blacksmith for free today at the link below, and you'll get 3,000 free minutes per month when you sign up. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.